Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, absolutely did.
Good. Fantastic. Okay. Well, if you've been listening to me for years, you know I love the Olympics.
Yeah.
Love stories out of the Olympics. It's about human triumph.
Right.
About overcoming obstacles, setting records. Love that kind of thing. It always inspires me. Well, now, unfortunately, you can no longer watch the Olympics with your children.
Yeah.
Boy. Too profane.
Yeah, what a mess.
Too profane.
Thanks, France.
Yeah. There's so many angles on this. They dubbed this, the media, the gayest Olympics ever. What being gay has to do with athletics and the Olympics, I still can't figure out. I'm a little confused on that one. This was so grotesquely profane. Do you realize it opened with a suggested bisexual threesome? Like, I feel like you got to cleanse your house if this accidentally played on a YouTube video in your home. It was so bad. A lot of people are focusing on the mockery of Christianity, the Last Supper. We'll get to that in a minute. But the opening dance number featured women flung around on poles. The LGBTQ agenda on the top of the program, and they wanted to get every single form of perversion in there. You could tell they did not want to leave any out. The dance segment ended with two males and one female nearing each other in dramatic kisses, entering a room to further suggest their amorous acts, is the way that Breitbart described it. I watched that part. It was just, you can't, I mean, so we start with the bisexual threesome and we go from there to the mocking of the Christians with the Last Supper.
I wonder if the coverage, you know, in the upper left-hand corner on your television, they generally tell you what to watch out for if there are warnings. I was wondering if there was any of those warnings prior to the opening ceremonies there by NBC.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. So this was not just, okay, what does LGBTQ agenda have to do with sports contests? I'm
nothing
confused. But it's the, hey, we're going to go out of our way to make sure we diss Christians.
Right.
That's, well, okay, but what does that have to do with sports? Well, we just hate Christians.
No.
Okay. You just hate Christians. Yeah, we hate Christians. Now, the good news is, the backlash to this, and I don't know how they didn't see it. Actually, I do know how they didn't see it coming. I'm going to explain that in a minute. The backlash to this was so intense, the official YouTube Olympic channel had to take it down. It's not there anymore. And the Paris Olympic organizers had to apologize. So that's good news. There's still some shame in the world, some ability to inflict shame here.
There was never an intention to show disrespect to any religious group.
Yes, there was.
On the contrary, I think that Thomas Joly really tried to really intend to celebrate community tolerance. That was his word yesterday. And looking at the result of the polls that we shared, we believe that this ambition was achieved.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to listen to her lie anymore. Do you realize on the left side, if you look at, and it was right after this came out, they pulled it down. If you look to the left side, there is a performer in black who has his scrotum hanging out the entire time.
Okay.
Full stop. I'm not talking about like a shape of a scrotum or like he's, you know, it's underneath some clothing. It's fully nude and hanging out at the Last Supper dinner. You can't tell me that's an accident. You can't tell me they didn't mean to do that. There's no way. And finally, as that began to go viral on X, they pulled it down. So this was just, I mean, debauchery at a level like just drops your jaw. And you know what else this is? This is exactly what the Democrats will turn America into if they win this election, if they get any kind of resounding approval out of this election. Sacrilegious, debauched, and at the end, the lights go out.
Oh, it's blasphemous, too.
Oh, yeah.
There is that. For us believers, it's blasphemous.
And they can't even keep the lights on at the end of the thing. Although I will laugh and say it was fun. It's as if God's like, okay, y'all go with a biblical theme. Cool. Yeah. I'm a send the flood.
Yeah.
Did you see the weather report for it? They had that intense rainstorm, so intense.
Yeah.
It basically destroyed the walking in of the athletes. No one could hear the music. No one could really hear a lot of anything.
Once they got off the boats?
Yes. At the downpour, which was described as torrential, began.
I do want to point out for the climate change folks, last week they were talking about what are these poor Olympic athletes going to do in the heat of Paris in the summer? Oh, wait a minute. It was 60 degrees and raining.
Yeah, like it always is in Paris in the summer. I spent time road tripping through Europe. It's like that in the UK too. But anyway, it was 20 years ago when I went there. Anyway, yeah, and it was weird. If you look at the weather report, all of Europe was completely clear and there was a massive storm just over Paris. And not even over France, just Paris.
Yeah.
So that was funny. But I want to explain why they were caught off guard with this. You know, the Olympic ceremony. They thought they could put up this blasphemous ceremony, you know, bisexual threesomes, every kind, you know, scrotums hanging out, actual naked male scrotums hanging out. All of that, and they thought they could get away with it. Don't forget, and Americans don't really understand this because the censorship has been censored. Europeans essentially live behind an iron curtain now, very much like the Soviet one, but it's digital. It's almost identical to the one that the Chinese live behind. And people don't realize this. The European Commission censors, and they censor hardcore. And we know this for a fact. Because Elon Musk tweeted about it 2 weeks ago now. And he said, look, they came to me and said all the others took this deal. Google, Instagram, let our bureaucrats and censors censor anything we don't like. And we'll leave you alone. We're not going to fine you. And he said, go pound sand. And he said, I want you to know every one of my competitors, including, you know, Google, Instagram, all of them, they took this. So European censors censor on every single platform, right? Well, what do they censor for? They censor any criticism of the left in Europe. This is everybody under the European Union, everyone under the European Commission. They're all heavily censored. They don't see real things from outside. They don't see criticism of liberals. It is now, it's defunct. So they're used to being able to do any profane, disgusting, whatever thing that they want to do as the left in Europe now. And there's no criticism comes in, Lee, because it's all censored.
Yep.
There's no criticism. You cannot do it. And if you look at what's going on in Scotland right now and what's going on in Ireland right now, you literally, it is illegal to criticize the Olympic events, that part of it. You can't do it. You cannot speak negatively of the LGBTQ agenda, no matter how profane it is in front of children and how many scrotums are hanging out. You can't do it. You could go to prison for that. So they're used to an environment where there's no criticism. They put that out there. Well, there's no censorship on X now. The whole world saw it, and the backlash was beyond anything they could believe. They're used to no criticism because it's just not allowed. So that's why they got caught so off guard. It's why they're so shocked. In their society, the left says whatever they want, and nobody gets to reply. There's no response to it. That's the world they live in. It is no different from the digital curtain the Chinese people live behind. In the EU. And Americans need to start to understand this. This is coming here. But for Elon Musk, it would be here. And that's why they're just used to being able to do it.
And it's so much easier there. In fact, it's so much easier outside of the US because the government's on the media.
Yeah.
They already own the media. And whereas here you have private corporations, many of them, that own and operate much of the media. And they are heavily regulated by the federal government. But the governments there in the European Union and you know, also in China and everywhere else, pretty much, the governments own the media.
They do, but they are asserting the right to censor every publication on Earth.
Well, I'm just saying it's easier for them to do that.
Yeah, it is. No, it is, but they censor everything. I mean, the digital curtain is absolute, just like it is in China. Times of India would be censored inside Europe if there's something that they don't want. If there's a truth they don't want, you couldn't see it. It's the same thing with X. I mean, people don't realize how insane that it actually is with the European Commission. So if you think about that, if you're running in a congressional race in America, you're having a debate with your opponent on Facebook, you know, back and forth posts or whatever, Instagram, European Union censors are censoring the debates between candidates. So what they'll do is they algorithm down them down to nothing, so nobody can see the part that is conservative or is freedom and individual liberty oriented. You can't, it disappears. The only place you can have a debate left in the world is on X, and the power of it grows every single day. That's why there was the backlash, and that's why I didn't see it coming. They're not used to criticism of any kind because it's simply not allowed, and even if it happened, no one would ever see it. It'll be algorithm down to nothing. So when it happened, because X is free, when they actually had to take a snootful of what people think, they didn't see it coming at all. They figured everyone agreed with them. They'd never seen anything to the contrary, at least not recently. So, but the good news there, Lee, was, I don't know if you saw the video of the Christians flooding the streets the next day. It was absolutely beautiful.
Good.
That they did that. You know what's so funny, too? Look at how this started in France. It started with riots, migrant riots, okay? You know why? Because the migrants, many of them illegal immigrants, there's over a million illegal immigrants in France, were mad that their lives were being disrupted by the Olympics.
Yeah.
So it kicked off with migrant riots. Then we had absolute blasphemy, followed by the lights going out. So, I mean, it really is what the left is proposing to bring here, really. And we got to see it at the Olympics. So, all right, coming up next, if the assassination attempt helps Donald Trump, why Google will simply erase it. You're not going to believe this one. Up next. How can you tell that the assassination attempt helps Donald Trump? Because the left is trying to erase it. And it really is a preview of the bizarre Orwellian world we'll live in if they win this election and are able to take out Elon Musk one way or another. There's already been two assassination attempts on the guy, but they're also trying to put him in prison. This is how bizarre it will get very quickly. You know how there's autofill on your computer when you go on Google? Pull up Google, try this, and put in assassination. Right there, assassination. What comes in? What comes up? What's probably the most famous assassination right now, like ever? Trump's. It's Trump. So you put the word assassination in, and this works with a variety of different things regarding the Trump assassination. What comes up? Assassination of Trump on Truman. Truman? Truman. Assassination attempt on Truman. Assassin bug. Assassin's Creed. Huh. All right, let's keep going. Let's see. Let's see what would happen if we try to look for the Trump assassination. Because by now everybody's confused, right? The liberal bots were out in force over the weekend on social media insisting the assassination was not real. Trump had made it up. I saw several of them. Their source, the FBI. The FBI, because remember Christopher Wray went out and FBI lied about it over the, you know, at the end of the week. Said, well, you know, we don't know if he was hit by a bullet. Yes, they did. Of course they did. Why? They have all the bullets. You got all of them? Yeah, well, it's not real hard to see if Trump's DNA is on that bullet, is it? And they knew the whole time he was hit by the bullet. So Ray goes out there, and what he does is kind of brilliant in the congressional hearing. He says, well, I don't know if he was hit by a bullet. It's not in my notes. That got translated into, I don't know if he was hit by a bullet. And it gave the left what they wanted. They could run wild all weekend pretending that Trump had lied about the assassination. Here's that line.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his ear.
There wasn't. And the FBI would later admit that over the weekend. Why would they do that? They knew the whole time it was a bullet. There's no way they didn't. They have the bullet. His DNA's all over it. Well, why would you do that? And again, if you listen closely to the transcript, what he said was, oh, it's not my notes. He didn't say he didn't know. He, in fact, at the congressional hearing later admitted, yeah, it was a bullet.
So it's conceivable, although, as I sit here right now, I don't know whether that bullet, in addition to, you know, causing the grazing, could have also landed somewhere else. But I believe we've accounted for all of the shots and the cartridges. So
right. So he knows. He knows. The first 10 seconds was meant to give the left a talking point. They used it. Their bots used it. That's why they fed it to Ray, and that's why they sent Ray to the hearing. Bots used it all weekend. No assassination attempt. Trump lied. All of that. If you're seeing that on social media, you need to know this. What Ray actually said was, I don't know if he was hit by a bullet because I don't have it in front of me.
It's my understanding that the very first one was the one that hit the president. Is that the very first shot, or is that not accurate?
As I sit here right now, I don't know the answer to that. I believe we know the answer to that. I just don't have it in front
of me. Yeah, they knew.
Okay.
So the left needed him to say that so they could take the 10 seconds, ignore the rest, and pretend Trump had lied. So what are you going to do over the weekend? Now you're confused. You're low information. Your liberal friends are telling you, you're seeing in some social media posts that Trump lied about the assassination. You thought you saw it, but maybe you didn't. You would be confused. So you type in assassination. And what comes up? Assassination attempt on Truman, assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, assassination of Abraham Lincoln, assassination classroom characters, assassination of MLK, and assassination rogue cataclysm. Nothing about Trump. Weird. So type in assassination T. See what comes next. What's up there? What comes up, right? That should autofill Trump. It doesn't. Assassination T-shirt. Assassination T, meaning in Urdu. Assassination example sentence, assassination versus targeted killing, assassination term. Let's try TR, see what that brings up. Nothing. TR assassination attempt, assassination TR, assassination versus targeted killing, assassination versus killing. All right, let's put U, TRU. Let's see if we can get to autofill. Nope, nothing. When you look at it, the only way to get news on the assassination of Trump is to type the whole thing in. Otherwise, it's not there. Many people are used to autofill and will give up. I guess my liberal friends are right. He was an assassin. I thought I saw someone try to kill him, but maybe I'm confused. Anyway, halfway through the weekend, the FBI admitted, we do know that he got hit by a bullet. But the reason they did this was so that the initial headline could go out, Trump wasn't hit by a bullet, Trump made it up, Trump lied. And that was followed by the second headline from the FBI, which was they were seeking an interview with Trump, a sit-down interview, because you know they got to figure out if he got hit by a bullet. Boy, they're confused. You have all the bullets? Yes, we do. DNA test them. His blood's either on or it's not. And they knew the whole time. So they're acting like, well, Trump's avoiding us because he lied. So they put those talking points out there. Then they came back, you know, at the end and said, oh, yeah, he was hit by a bullet. But it didn't matter. The two damaging headlines were out there. And you've got Google making it hard to find something on the Trump assassination. This is so Orwellian. Folks, we are this close to a day, were it not for Elon Musk, we are this close to a day where you go Google Trump assassination because you thought you saw it live on TV and you can't find it. It just disappears. Reality gets disappeared. We are this close. And folks, remember what Elon Musk told us in that tweet 2 weeks ago now. The European Union came to me and said, let us censor conservatives on your site and we'll do it secretly. And you don't have to tell anyone. And they told him everyone else took that deal. Google took the deal. Instagram took the deal. Facebook took the deal. So European liberal censors censor conservatives right now in America from Europe. Everywhere but on Twitter. Or X. Everywhere but on Twitter or X. So yes, you can still find articles about the Trump assassination, but you have to put the whole thing in or you're only going to be, you know, finding stuff about Truman's assassination. It's the best way they could wipe it. They can't completely wipe it, but they can close to wipe it. You know where this is leading? This is leading to a time where you go on and there's nothing. And you think, well, all those liberal bots told me it didn't happen. Maybe it didn't happen. It's the world they want us to live in. And folks, whether we live in it or not is going to be decided by this election. Anyway, try that when you get to work. Put assassination in and then put assassination T and then R and then U and you'll get assassination for Truman, but not Trump. Incredible. You know what it shows us, though? It's good news. That really hurt them. This whole thing has really hurt them and helped Trump. More shocking news on the Trump assassination over the weekend. Couple of news stories, actually. The first one, surprising. It's always surprising when actual journalism is done by the mainstream media. And we always have to note it because it's just so rare. The ABC News interviewed the entire local SWAT team. So not the sniper team, the entire local SWAT team. And they admitted a couple of things. Oh, that guy, the shooter, yeah, we saw him. We thought he was suspicious. Yeah, we talked about it and took pictures. Okay. So the cops, the local cops doing traffic patrols, stopped what they were doing, took pictures. Because they thought, wow, that guy looks like maybe a shooter. The SWAT team, the local SWAT team's like, yeah, that guy's kind of suspicious. He's sort of weird. Looks like he might be a shooter. Let's take some pictures. You got some pictures? Yeah, I just took some pictures. I think that's weird. Now we're learning. The SWAT, this could be a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so ridiculous. To their credit, the New York Times, breaking this story, gunman at Trump rally was often a step ahead of the Secret Service. That is a vast understatement. It turns out the FBI is lying about the timeline. They say, oh, well, it was an hour when he was first sighted. No, it wasn't. It was 100 minutes. That's an hour and 40 minutes. But wait till you hear how. We now have the text messages from the snipers. One of the snipers in the AGR glass building, he was on an early shift. So he's texting his colleagues to let him know he's leaving. Guys, I'm out. He texts, be safe. This was at 4:19, almost 2 hours before Trump would speak. And he says, oh, by the way, essentially, hey, there's this creepy guy who's parked next to our cars, like all the snipers had parked together, kind of off to the side, away from everything else, so it wouldn't be as noticeable. Outside, the New York Times writes, the officer noticed a young man with long stringy hair sitting on a picnic table near the warehouses. Okay, so he texted, this is incredible. He texts him, he goes, yeah, I'm off duty now, going home. Hey, see you guys later. He says, by the way, someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. So this guy has figured out not only where the snipers are inside, the perimeter, outside the perimeter, he's figured out where they parked their cars and he parked next to him. The texts continue. I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle, because he's leaving. He's going home. He's at the end of his shift, and put it in my car. So he knows you guys are up there. He's sitting to the direct right on a picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. He's saying, he knows you guys are up there. Snipers are up there. Wow. By 5:10 p.m., so about an hour before Trump would start speaking, the young man was no longer on the picnic table. He was right below the counter snipers. One of the counter snipers, the New York Times writes, took pictures of him, according to the law enforcement after action report. At 5:38 p.m., photos were shared in a group chat. Another text went out among the officers saying they should inform the Secret Service, but there was no clear channel with which to do that. So the only people who couldn't seem to see this guy were Secret Service. Another text goes out. The kid's lurking around the building we are in. AGR1, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder looking toward the stage. Folks, the snipers are watching him. They're watching him watch them. They're watching him park next to them. They're watching him with the rangefinder, which is used to set up shots. Snipers use a rangefinder to look at the stage. They're watching him plan this whole thing out. Folks, and that was just the snipers. Again, ABC News talked to the SWAT team. That's a different group of local officers who saw him too, photographed him too. Unbelievable. Here they are talking to ABC News.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
So that's the same Secret Service that told the locals not to fly that drone? Remember the drone that not only could sight the shooter, but could eliminate the shooter? It was a drone, not just the kind of drone you or I might buy at Walmart. It was a drone specifically for law enforcement whose purpose was to sight a potential shooter and, quote, neutralize them. The drone could neutralize a shooter, according to the whistleblower who talked to Senator Josh Hawley. Secret Service didn't want it flown until after the shooting. Then they're like, yeah, put that in the air, because it'll, I mean, we don't want the shooter getting hurt. I mean, it's, it's over now. You could fly it. Meanwhile, the shooter himself is flying a drone. Just flying around, no problem. Folks, this gets, I mean, honest, this is like a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so ridiculous. The New York Times writes, the messages add to the evidence that the would-be assassin was often one step ahead of security forces, and in particular, the Secret Service. Yeah, that's, but he wasn't. That's the thing. Because, I mean, that's not true. Everybody knew he was there, and they were told. They weren't going, wow, we were behind, we're confused. That's not what happened. Everybody knew it. Everybody saw it. So that's the traffic cops, the SWAT team, and the snipers, three sets of law enforcement. Wow, that guy looks suspicious. Yeah, I know, he's lurking. Yeah, hey, look, he's parked over by the snipers' cars. Oh, look, he seems to be setting up a shot there with the viewfinder, the range finder. Hey, weird, all right. Hey, let the Secret Service know. Folks, this thing gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Unbelievable. But I'm going to explain what it's all about. Remember Peter Strzok? Strzok, as Rush used to call him? Nasty FBI agent who felt it was his job to implement an insurance policy against Trump's election. This is how far the FBI has wandered. Remember those outrageous texts actually used the term insurance policy to make sure that Trump didn't get elected. Okay. He was doing this on company time on his FBI phone as he's implementing the insurance policy. I don't know where it says, you know, he swear you in as an FBI officer, FBI agent, and you get your badge, and then you get the responsibility for making sure only Democrats win. It's a solemn thing you do. I don't know. But what they were texting about back and forth, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, who was an FBI attorney, was their implementation of the insurance policy, which we later learn was the Russia collusion hoax, a total and complete absolute lie. So he's on company time. He's on FBI time. He's on your time. You're paying him. He's on his own device. And he's plotting to undermine, this is what the Democrats would call undermining democracy. With what? With the Russia collusion hoax that we would later learn Peter Strzok knew was a lie, but went with anyway because insurance policy. These are the same texts where they made fun of people like you and me who shop at Walmart. We are too dumb. Remember those texts? You and I, we are so dumb that we cannot be trusted to choose our own president. And it is up to FBI agents to FBI about some FBI lie stuff like Russia hoaxes in order to implement the insurance policy because they know best who should rule us. That's what democracy looks like under the Democrats and the FBI. But then I repeat myself, since the FBI is now just an extension of the Democrat Party and their lies, as we saw this weekend with the lies from the FBI about the Trump assassination. I guess that's just a new insurance policy. I don't know. So he texts about it on company time, on his public phone that is owned by me and you, not his own personal phone. This is his account. FBI pays for it. He sues. and says his privacy was violated by Donald Trump. He wants to undermine democracy and run a coup in private. Thank you very much on your time and your dime. No way this guy would have won in court. Are you kidding? You have no right to privacy on your government-issued device. But the Biden regime settles with him so they could pay him, looks like $1.2 million. Settles with him, says he's a victim. Donald Trump should have never released your private these are not his private messages. Those would be the one on his phone, his own private phone. This is the phone owned by us. So the Biden administration did not have to settle. They didn't have to pay him off. They chose to. They chose to, even though it would have been very easy, again, to win this lawsuit. As Jonathan Turley explained over the weekend, liberal law professor, you have no right to privacy on a government device. In fact, the entire point of issuing it is so that we can FOIA you later and you have to turn it over. So why would they settle with Struckstroke? Why would they give him $1.8 million, making him a rich man, and give Lisa Page $800,000 to protect their right to run a coup, to run an insurance policy against you and I, knowing the truth about Trump, to plan their Russia collusion hoax? Why would they pay him off? Because look, all these other FBI agents have seen how Stroke and Lisa Page were humiliated. I mean, Lisa Page has told us she's in therapy, man. She can't go grocery shopping without being jeered at. It's to let the FBI know that the next hoax they run, the next insurance policy they run to keep a Republican from winning by committing fraud and felony level. More shocking news on the Trump assassination over the weekend. Couple of news stories, actually. The first one, surprising. It's always surprising when actual journalism is done by the mainstream media. We always have to note it because it's just so rare. The ABC News interviewed the entire local SWAT team. So not the sniper team, the entire local SWAT team. And they admitted a couple of things. Oh, that guy, the shooter, yeah, we saw him. We thought he was suspicious. Yeah, we talked about it and took pictures. Okay. So the cops, the local cops doing traffic patrols, stopped what they were doing, took pictures. Because they thought, wow, that guy looks like maybe a shooter. The SWAT team, the local SWAT team's like, yeah, that guy's kind of suspicious. He's sort of weird. Looks like he might be a shooter. Let's take some pictures. You got some pictures? Yeah, I just took some pictures. I think that's weird. Now we're learning. The SWAT, this could be a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so ridiculous. To their credit, the New York Times breaking this story. Gunman at Trump rally was often a step ahead of the Secret Service. That is a vast understatement. It turns out the FBI is lying about the timeline. They say, oh, well, it was an hour when he was first sighted. No, it wasn't. It was 100 minutes. That's an hour and 40 minutes. But wait till you hear how. We now have the text messages from the snipers. One of the snipers in the AGR glass building, he was on an early shift. So he's texting his colleagues to let him know he's leaving. Guys, I'm out. He texts, be safe. This was at 4:19, almost 2 hours before Trump would speak. And he says, oh, by the way, essentially, hey, there's this creepy guy who's parked next to our cars, like all the snipers had parked together, kind of off to the side, away from everything else, so it wouldn't be as noticeable. Outside, the New York Times writes, the officer noticed a young man with long stringy hair sitting on a picnic table near the warehouses. Okay, so he texted, this is incredible. He texts him, he goes, yeah, I'm off duty now, going home. Hey, see you guys later. He says, by the way, someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. So this guy has figured out not only where the snipers are inside, the perimeter, outside the perimeter, he's figured out where they parked their cars and he parked next to him. The texts continue, I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle, because he's leaving, he's going home. is at the end of his shift, and put it in my car. So he knows you guys are up there. He's sitting to the direct right on a picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. He's saying, look, he knows you guys are up there. Snipers are up there. Wow. By 5:10 p.m., so about an hour before Trump would start speaking, the young man was no longer on the picnic table. He was right below the counter snipers. One of the counter snipers, the New York Times writes, took pictures of him, according to the law enforcement after action report. At 5:38 p.m., photos were shared in a group chat. Another text went out among the officers saying they should inform the Secret Service, but there was no clear channel with which to do that. So the only people who couldn't seem to see this guy were Secret Service. Another text goes out. The kid's lurking around the building we are in. AGR1, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder looking toward the stage. Folks, the snipers are watching him. They're watching him watch them. They're watching him park next to them. They're watching him with the rangefinder, which is used to set up shots. Snipers use a rangefinder to look at the stage. They're watching him plan this whole thing out. Folks, and that was just the snipers. Again, ABC News talked to the SWAT team. That's a different group of local officers who saw him too, photographed him too. Unbelievable. Here they are talking to ABC News.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong, because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
So that's the same Secret Service that told the locals not to fly that drone. Remember the drone that not only could sight the shooter, but could eliminate the shooter. It was a drone, not just the kind of drone you or I might buy at Walmart. It was a drone specifically for law enforcement whose purpose was to sight a potential shooter and, quote, neutralize them. The drone could neutralize a shooter, according to the whistleblower who talked to Senator Josh Hawley. Secret Service didn't want it flown until after the shooting. Then they're like, yeah, put that in the air, because we don't want the shooter getting hurt. I mean, it's over now. You could fly it. Meanwhile, the shooter himself is flying a drone. Just flying around, no problem. Folks, this is like a Saturday Night Live skit. It's so ridiculous. The New York Times writes, the messages add to the evidence that the would-be assassin was often one step ahead of security forces, and in particular, the Secret Service. Yeah, but he wasn't. That's the thing. Because, I mean, that's not true. Everybody knew he was there, and they were told. They weren't going, wow, we were behind, we're confused. That's not what happened. Everybody knew it. Everybody saw it. So that's the traffic cops, the SWAT team, and the snipers. Three sets of law enforcement. Wow, that guy looks suspicious. Yeah, I know, he's lurking. Yeah, hey, look, he's parked over by the snipers' cars. Oh, look, he seems to be setting up a shot there with the viewfinder, the rangefinder. Hey, weird. All right. Hey, let the Secret Service know. Folks, this thing gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Unbelievable. But I'm going to explain what it's all about. Remember Peter Strzok? Strzok Stroke? As Rush used to call him? Nasty FBI agent who felt it was his job to implement an insurance policy against Trump's election. This is how far the FBI has wandered. Remember those outrageous texts actually used the term insurance policy to make sure that Trump didn't get elected. Okay. He was doing this on company time on his FBI phone as he's implementing the insurance policy. I don't know where it says, you know, he swear you in as an FBI officer FBI agents, and you get your badge, and then you get the responsibility for making sure only Democrats win. It's a solemn thing you do. I don't know. But what they were texting about back and forth, Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, who was an FBI attorney, was their implementation of the insurance policy, which we later learn was the Russia collusion hoax, a total and complete absolute lie. So he's on company time. He's on FBI time. He's on your time. You're paying him. He's on his own device. And he's plotting to undermine, this is what the Democrats would call undermining democracy. With what? With the Russia collusion hoax that we would later learn Peter Strzok knew was a lie, but went with anyway, because insurance policy. These are the same texts where they made fun of people like you and me who shop at Walmart. We are too dumb. Remember those texts? You and I, we are so dumb that we cannot be trusted to choose our own president. And it is up to FBI agents to FBI about some FBI stuff like Russia hoaxes in order to implement the insurance policy, because they know best who should rule us. That's what democracy looks like under the Democrats and the FBI. But then I repeat myself, since the FBI is now just an extension of the Democrat Party and their lies, as we saw this weekend with the lies from the FBI about the Trump assassination. I guess that's just a new insurance policy. I don't know. So he texts about it on company time, on his public phone that is owned by me and you, not his own personal phone. This is his account. FBI pays for it. He sues and says his privacy was violated by Donald Trump. He wants to undermine democracy and run a coup in private. Thank you very much, on your time and your dime. No way this guy would have won in court. Are you kidding? You have no right to privacy on your government-issued device. But the Biden regime settles with him so they could pay him, looks like $1.2 million. Settles with him, says he's a victim. Donald Trump should have never released your private these are not his private messages. Those would be the one on his phone, his own private phone. This is the phone owned by us. So the Biden administration did not have to settle. They didn't have to pay him off. They chose to, even though it would have been very easy, again, to win this lawsuit. As Jonathan Turley explained over the weekend, liberal law professor, you have no right to privacy on a government device. In fact, the entire point of issuing it is so that we can FOIA you later and you have to turn it over. So why would they settle with Strzok? Why would they give him $1.8 million, making him a rich man, and give Lisa Page $800,000 to protect their right to run a coup, to run an insurance policy against you and I, knowing the truth about Trump, to plan their Russia collusion hoax? Why would they pay him off? Because, look, all these other FBI agents have seen how Stroke and Lisa Page were humiliated. I mean, Lisa Page has told us she's in therapy, man. She can't go grocery shopping without being jeered at. It's to let the FBI know that the next hoax they run, the next insurance policy they run to keep a Republican from winning by committing fraud and felony level perjuring themselves before the court, we're going to take care of you, okay? You sue us, we'll go get you $1 million, you know, something like that. And so, you may not be able to get another job, but we're going to pay you off, okay? So we got, you might be humiliated, but in the end, we will pay you off as long as you can make sure the Republican doesn't win. Unbelievable. But I'm going to explain what it's all about. Remember Peter Strzok, as Rush used to call him? Nasty FBI agent who felt it was his job to implement an insurance policy against Trump's election. This is how far the FBI has wandered. Remember those outrageous texts actually used the term insurance policy to make sure that Trump didn't get elected. Okay. He was doing this on company time on his FBI phone as he's implementing the insurance policy. I don't know where it says, we know he swear you in as an FBI officer, FBI agent, and you get your badge, and then you get the responsibility for making sure only Democrats win. It's a solemn thing you do. I don't know. But what they were texting about back and forth, Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, who was an FBI attorney, was their implementation of the insurance policy, which we later learn was the Russia collusion hoax, a total and complete absolute lie. So he's on company time. He's on FBI time. He's on your time. You're paying him. He's on his own device. And he's plotting to undermine, this is what the Democrats would call undermining democracy. With what? With the Russia collusion hoax that we would later learn Peter Strzok knew was a lie, but went with anyway because insurance policy. These are the same texts where they made fun of people like you and me who shop at Walmart. We are too dumb. Remember those texts? You and I, we are so dumb that we cannot be trusted to choose our own president. And it is up to FBI agents to FBI about some FBI stuff like Russia hoaxes in order to implement the insurance policy because they know best who should rule us. That's what democracy looks like under the Democrats and the FBI. But then I repeat myself since the FBI is now just an extension of the Democrat Party and their lies, as we saw this weekend with the lies from the FBI about the Trump assassination. I guess that's just a new insurance policy. I don't know. So he texts about it on company time on his public phone that is owned by me and you, not his own personal phone. This is his account. FBI pays for it. He sues and says his privacy was violated by Donald Trump. He wants to undermine democracy and run a coup in private. Thank you very much on your time and your dime. No way this guy would have won in court. Are you kidding? You have no right to privacy on your government-issued device? But the Biden regime settles with him so they could pay him, looks like $1.2 million. Settles with him, says he's a victim. Donald Trump should have never released your private these are not his private messages. Those would be the one on his phone, his own private phone. This is the phone owned by us. So the Biden administration did not have to settle. They didn't have to pay him off. They chose to. They chose to, even though it would have been very easy, again, to win this lawsuit. As Jonathan Turley explained over the weekend, liberal law professor, you have no right to privacy on a government device. In fact, the entire point of issuing it is so that we can FOIA you later and you have to turn it over. So why would they settle with Strzok? Why would they give him $1.8 million, making him a rich man, and give Lisa Page $800,000 to protect their right to run a coup, to run an insurance policy against you and I, knowing the truth about Trump, to plan their Russia collusion hoax? Why would they pay him off? Because, look, all these other FBI agents have seen how Stroke and Lisa Page were humiliated. I mean, Lisa Page has told us she's in therapy. Man, she can't go grocery shopping without being jeered at. It's to let the FBI know that the next hoax they run, the next insurance policy they run to keep a Republican from winning by committing fraud and felony level perjuring themselves before the court, we're going to take care of you, okay? You sue us, we'll go get you $1 million, you know, something like that. And so, you know, you may not be able to get another job, but we're going to pay you off, okay? So we got, you might be humiliated, but in the end, we will pay you off as long as you can make sure the Republican doesn't win.